From everything you need on a disc to public autopsies and the ultimate homeless shelter. All this and more on today's audio news of November 22nd.
Now, I'm going to tell you something that you're not going to like, and probably the world ain't going to like, but I'll tell it to you just like it is.
Time to keep in touch with reality with your Rank Radio Daily News, brought to you by
Skull Crew Labs.
Visit us at skullcrew.com.
Stay tuned for the audio news.
This is Noisemaker bringing you the latest headlines from skullcrew.com. Engineers are working on software to load every photo you take, every letter you write, in fact, your every memory and experience, into a surrogate brain that never forgets anything new scientists can reveal. It is part of a curious venture dubbed the My Life Bits Project, in which engineers at Microsoft's Media Presence Lab in San Francisco are aiming to build multimedia databases that chronicle people's lives events and make them searchable. Imagine being able to run a Google-like search on your life, said Gordon Bell, one of the developers. Yeah, and imagine everybody else running a Google-like search on my life. No thank you, I like being a mystery. A vaccine to protect women from one of the biggest cancer killers could be available within 5 years. Early clinical trials of a vaccine for cervical cancer have shown that it is 100% effective. It also protects against genital warts. The breakthrough could help to save thousands of lives each year. Now, this is very cool. I'm not a female, obviously, but for many of those female listeners out there and all those females out there who have the risk of cervical cancer, this could be a wonderful success for you. Next step, AIDS. A massive database that the government will use to monitor every purchase made by every American citizen is a necessary tool in the war on terror, the Pentagon said Wednesday. Edward Aldridge, Undersecretary of Acquisitions and Technology, told reporters that the Pentagon is developing a prototype database to seek patterns indicative of terrorist activity. Aldridge said the database would collect and use software to analyze consumer purchases in hopes of catching terrorists before it's too late. The bottom line is this is an important research project to determine the feasibility of using certain transactions and events to discover and respond to terrorists before they act, he said. Aldridge said the database, which he called another tool in the war on terror, would look for telltale signs of suspicious consumer behavior. And remember, these telltale signs are very common actions, such as buying certain books, any William Gibson to those of Lawrence Lessig type books, to certain food purchases, to certain hardware purchases, such as chlorine, bleach, and ammonia and fertilizer. Congratulations, CIA and Pentagon. You plan to track the entire United States and claim them as terrorists. I feel safe. Kanokia, how's your population doing? Desperate for ways to combat a surge in homelessness as winter nears, New York City is looking into whether retired cruise ships could be converted into shelters. The city's Commissioner of Homeless Services and other officials flew to the Bahamas on Mayor Michael Bloomberg's private jet Wednesday to inspect retired ships. They're looking at options that would provide a safe and appropriate shelter to the homeless that just look to see if they may present a viable option, said Jim Anderson, spokesman for Commissioner Linda Gibbs. Last month, a record 37,100 homeless people were sleeping in city shelters each night, according to the Coalition for the Homeless, which compiles statistics for the city. The number was 21,000 as recently as 1998. So, really, their secret plan is to get them on the ships and then accidentally ship the ships off to sea. That's it. That's their new plan. At least they're looking into options to take care of the homeless. I would personally think the idea of putting them back in the workforce would be a better option. In a gruesome spectacle reminiscent of the pre-Victorian past, a German doctor defied threats of prosecution Wednesday night and conducted a public autopsy in an art gallery, charging spectators $19 a head. Compounding the controversy over the first public autopsy in Britain in 170 years, a TV network said it would broadcast edited footage. Professor Gunther von Hagens began the postmortem in front of 500 people in London's East End, a district whose tourist attractions include the Tower of London and Jack the Ripper walks. And the audience were anatomy professors who were asked by Scotland Yard to attend after a government inspector warned the autopsy could be illegal. Leave it to the Brits to do fucked up shit. I don't even want to touch this one. A 7.9 magnitude earthquake in Alaska earlier this month was triggered by one of the largest fault ruptures in at least 150 years. Following the one that caused a great 1906 San Francisco earthquake, geologists said on Wednesday. A November 3rd quake struck a remote and sparsely populated area near Denali National Park and caused only minor injuries, though it damaged three major highways and forced officials to temporarily shut down the Trans-Alaska Pipeline. A team of geologists who spent a week studying the trembler determined that it was largely caused by the roughly 130-mile section of the Denali Fault, with the horizontal shifts of up to nearly 26 feet. Kerry C., a geology professor at the California Institute of Technology in Pasadena, said that the rupture ranks in size alongside those that caused two great earthquakes along California's San Andreas Fault, including the 1906 San Francisco earthquake and another major quake in 1857. Congratulations, everyone. The world is falling apart, and it's your fault. Political discussion in the United States has taken on a shrill edge that has encouraged an increasing number of threats against public officials, Senate Democratic leader Tom Daschle said on Wednesday. Daschle told reporters that the very shrill edge taken on by many radio and television talk shows has turned politics into entertainment and can spark an emotional response in people. What happens when radio talk show host Rush Limbaugh attacks those of us in public life is that people aren't satisfied just to listen, the South Dakota Democratic explained. They want to act because they get emotionally invested. And so, you know, the threats to those of us in public life go up dramatically on our families and on us. In a way, that's very disconcerting. Daschle, whose office was a target in last year's anthrax mail attacks, declined to go into detail about the nature of the threats, but he said that when he was accused by Republicans of being an obstructionist, the number of threats against him and his family rose. If entertainment becomes so much part of politics, and if that entertainment drives an emotional movement in this country among those people who don't know the difference between entertainment and politics, and who are then so energized to go out and hurt somebody, that troubles me where politics in America is going, Daschle said. Senate Republican leader Trent Lott, when asked about Daschle's remarks, said he did not agree the political discussion had taken on a shrill edge for entertainment purposes, and was not aware of any increased number of threats. Well, there's also this funny thing called, if you listen to your people that you're representing, they won't be as angry with you. There's a novel idea. Mr. Daschle, I know you're only representing cows and a couple flat fields out in the woods, but maybe your 20 people who live out there you need to actually listen to instead of leaving your head up your ass while you're in D.C. This is Noisemaker with your latest headlines. Stay tuned every day for the audio news. Keep the ears bleeding.
This has been your latest Rant Radio Daily News.
Tune in every day for your latest dose of the headlines that you need to know in written and audio news at Skull Crew Labs, www.skullcrew.com.